Hey friends, it's been a minute since the launch of this website and blog and the announcement about my book contract late last year. Also, the hubby and I just moved a few weeks ago. After parking ourselves at a beachside rental for a year, we finally settled into our new home. Friends, the last 12 months of my life have been a sweet and emotional spiritual ride, and it all started with a simple yes. I want to talk to you about what it means to say yes to Jesus. Was that you who just gulped? I think I heard it from here. Seriously, just stay with me. If you don't read any further, the most important nugget for you to take today is this. When you give God your yes, He gives you His. Last year, after taking a longer than planned hiatus from writing, my husband Brian really let me have it, in a kind and spiritual way, of course. He lovingly asked me why I stayed away from the very thing God called me to do. Brian always knows how to speak truth into my life, and I am so grateful for his spiritual leadership in our home. I never felt more conviction about ignoring the call of God. I've always been a writer. I kept diaries from when I was a little girl, loved books, and eventually became a TV journalist. Telling stories has been a blessing for me creatively and professionally, even after my exit from TV news. I feel most like myself in a quiet place with soft music playing, typing away or scribbling in a journal. I think I always knew that God wanted to use my love of writing for His purpose, but there have been traumatic episodes in my life that have shifted my focus and silenced my spiritual voice. Can anyone relate? Well, after that husbandly conversation, and there were several of those, I finally said yes to what God wanted me to focus on all along. And I distinctly remember my prayer. Father, I'm so sorry that I stopped writing. You have done so much in my life. I desire to use my gifts and talents for your glory, but I'm petrified of failure. You know that about me. I am no Hemingway, Lord. Seriously, I am not qualified to do this. I do not know where you want me to go with this, and I have no idea where you want me to start. Regardless, I'm giving you my gifts and my talents. I am saying yes to you today. May your will be done. The voice of God was so clear that day, it was almost audible. Just write, He said. So I began to write devotionals, of course, and I bought a new journal, the first one in years. A few months later, as I listened to one of my favorite Christian podcasts, Confessions of a Crappy Christian, ironic, I know, I was intrigued by the guest who happened to be the co-founder of a popular writing organization. I found this writing community online, and days later, I was enthralled with teaching videos and podcasts. I remember surfing the website's teachings and thinking, wow, I've been looking for this place my whole life. Purpose confirmed. Fast forward to November 2022. I had tickets to my first writer's conference and signed a book contract. A lot happened in between, but that would keep us here for a little while. Long story short, God drove this bus. He opened the doors, He showed me the people, and He teaches me something new about myself and the fantastic world of writing every single day. He is blessing my life, yes after yes. Funny thing, I feel so tiny and doubt myself with every new assignment and deadline. But there is zero doubt in my spirit that I am operating in the will of God. I can feel His glory shining all over my life. He's guided each step along the way. Learning a new industry and working to develop your craft can be humbling, but it helps me remember that I simply cannot do this without my Father. I need His wisdom, I need His knowledge and understanding as I climb this mountain. I'm hyper-emotional these days, can't stop crying, and I feel every word that leaves my heart and makes it to the pages of whatever I write. Nothing about stepping into His purpose for my life has been easy. I'm working harder than ever, but my passion for writing is renewed, and my joy is abundant. I know that every traumatic twist and debilitating detour was meant to squash God's purpose in my life. Understand this, friend. Just as God has plans for your life, so does the enemy. You are not dangerous to the devil until you say yes to God. So expect the enemy's attacks. Stay in God's word and be near Him regularly in prayer. John 20:21 says, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Jesus said these words when He appeared to the disciples after His resurrection. He reminds the disciples that He completed His work by His Father's authority. Then He hands over the responsibility of spreading the gospel to these men, to you and to me. So what are you doing with your dreams, gifts, and talents? Are you using what God blessed you with to serve Him and build His kingdom? Friend, can I encourage you today to just write? Just sing. Just say yes to leading that life group. Just write that song in your heart. Just share the gospel with that coworker or friend who needs Jesus. Friend, even the trials you suffered are for His glory. So share your story, whatever it is, present it before God and give Him your courageous yes. Then watch out. Can I pray for you? Father, you know your sons and daughters who read these words today. You know their hearts and you know their dreams and desires. You bless them with unique gifts and talents, always to serve you and spread the gospel. Lord, work in their hearts today. May they hear your voice and feel the pull of the Holy Spirit more mightily than ever. May they have the courage and strength to step into the purpose you plan for their lives so they may experience you in new and profound ways. Father, breathe on your children as I say this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.